World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Hey, good morning. What the heck is it? The 6th day of June. This is show number 2,172. Is that what you have, Spencer? 2,172? That's a bunch of shows, isn't it, friends? That's a bunch of shows. I want to give you a warning right at the top before we get rolling here. This show is probably going to be different than any show that we've ever done, in that we're not going to talk about the concerns of the world and, you know, the jab and who's doing this and the government. We're not going to talk about the ineffectiveness of the church, although, boy, I could go there. I'm not going to do any of that kind of stuff. This is going to be a just stick with us here, okay? Just because it's going to be unique. And one of the things that I try to I don't want to use the word pride myself on, because I didn't, you know, pride cometh before a fall, so it's not a pride. One of the things that I pat myself on the back most about is I'm not afraid to take on any subject. And the reality of it is Bible says my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And lack of knowledge can be biblical knowledge. It can be governmental knowledge. It can be historical knowledge. It can be family knowledge. If only when you know the truth does the truth set you free. We have to come to the realization that we've been taught a lot of stuff, not just in the church, but outside the church, things that just aren't true. And, you know, the Bible, or not the Bible, a wise man once said that the victors write the history. Victors write history. If you stop and think about I think about my great grandfather, who I think I knew. I told you that my grandpa George. I knew him. He died in 1959 at 96 years old. So if he was nearly 100 years old in 1959, that means he was alive in 1859 or close to it, right? You with me? That's a long time ago. That was long. Did they even have lead pencils then? Did they even have paper then? Did they write letters? Was there a postal service? We know about the Pony Express. So if I just go back, really, my dad, my grandpa, my great-grandpa, if I just go back three generations, man, how do you really trust history? How do you really, really know? And Spencer, real quickly, I'm going to pull this up because I'm trying to go someplace today, so bear with me. Pull up Melungeon, Melugeon, Melungeon. Because we were talking about this the other day, about genealogy and the evolution of men. And I think I shared it with it yesterday, and I'm not trying to be repetitive, but I'm trying to make a point. I was a Melungeon. If we want to talk about racism and discrimination, I don't think we probably, the discrimination that we've all talked about in America today of some guy not getting a job because he of the wrong color of his skin, folks, that ain't discrimination. Come on, man. That ain't racism. Racism back, I'm a Melungeon. The term Melungeon likely comes from the French word melange. Ultimately, scroll down, Spence. I'm just below the picture. Ultimately derived from the Latin verb miscere, to mix, mingle. Melungeon was someone who was mingled with many different types of races, okay? It was once a derogatory term. They would call, years and probably my grandfather, my great-grandfather maybe was called, hey, you old Melungeon. It probably was a slur, right? It was once a derogatory term, but is used by the Melungeon people today as a primary identifier. The Tennessee Encyclopedia states in the 19th century, the word Melungeon appears to have been used as an offensive term for non-white and or low economic. It was the, dare I say it, it was the nigger of the day. Melungeon was the nigger of the day. And so as we go back, see, human nature is human nature is human nature is human nature. Can we even imagine any of us sitting here today what life was like for my grandpa George. Can we even imagine what that would be like? And that's what, 200 years ago? No, it's not even that. 100 and however many, 180 years ago. And yet in 180 years of all of recorded history, we have just a very small understanding of even the discovering of America, Christopher Columbus coming across here and landing, then the landing of the Pilgrims and then the expansion westward, all that. Folks, do you really think that we have an accurate knowledge and understanding of what really, really happened? What would the history books be look like if the Indians had won the American Indian battles? What if they had won? Would the history books look the same? What if during the Second World War, what if the Nazis had won? Would the history look the same? Because we know this, there's a lot of rewriting of history going on. We see it happening every day with the advancement of the, you know, they now want to take us back to the origin of the homosexual movement, how they were in the closet, yada, yada, yada. And so much of what we know historically, think about the Bible. Think about the Bible. I'm going to go to our Bible expert, or Spencer, maybe you can be our Bible expert. How long have we had the Bible? How long has it been around? Now, I'm not in any way, shape, or form questioning whether or not the Bible is the Word of God. I believe it to be the inspired Word of God, written down on what? What did they write these things on 6,000 years ago? What did they write it on? And when they transferred the history to the next generation, or when they invaded a new area and they rewrote it, what did they write it on? How long has the canon Bible been around? Well, the process of canonization of the Old Testament is believed to have occurred between 200 BC and 200 AD. The Hebrew Bible goes back to 400. What year is this, Betty? What year is this? 2024 minus 400, 1600 years of history. We call it recorded history. Is it really recorded history? Do we really know? How many people, how far along were we in your lifespan? No, that's not right. In your lineage before one of your relatives ever saw a Bible? How long do you think that would have been? Do you think my grandpa, I wonder if my grandpa, George, he probably did. I wonder if his dad ever held a Bible. Are you with me, friends? So the point I'm trying to make is a lot of the stuff that they've taught us, not about the Bible, I'm talking about history now, Daniel Boone and Davy Crockett, King of the Wild Frontier. All right. How do we know the accuracy really of any of our history? How do we know? And that's what I want to dive into today. And I want you to understand that this show is going to be a little bit different in that it's not going to be a strongly religious show. All right. It's not going to be a strongly cultural show. This is going to be what do you think about this show? So if you don't like what do you think about this show, then tune out. That's where we're going to go today. It took me a long time to get there. Then, hey, Sky High coming up here in about 10 days. Looking forward to all of you coming. Come on, man. Come and join us. Come and join us for the fellowship that's going on. And we'll help you. If you don't have the finances to get here, we got people who will scholarship you. We want you to come and be part of this. Be the greatest, one of the greatest experiences you've ever had. You know, I feel really, really bad because I have not emphasized enough in particular Reverend Flip Benham. Folks, I'm going to tell you, when Reverend Flip Benham is through speaking on Saturday, most of you are going to say, wow. Wow. And it won't be historical. It won't be a history lesson. It'll be a deep, deep biblical lesson that's going to open your eyes like you never see. And I just want as many of you as possible to get there and enjoy that. And Tom Renz, the attorney Tom Renz, he's coming in. Sheila Holmes coming in. It's going to be great fellowship. And you're going to be around people who are just like you, think just like you, and it's going to be a real, real time of refreshing. So again, register online there if you will. Maybe Randy, I'll do this. I was thinking that I did a show with Rob Pugh yesterday. Rob had me on his show. Thanks, Rob. And I was talking about the people in the queue who are doing stuff. And I don't want to pat myself on the back like, you know, boy, Coach Dave, you're really doing something. I was talking about Randy and JR and Jeff Klein and Dave Allison and Neil and Mary and just on and on and on with people who are doing something which should shame the average American church that the people in their churches probably aren't doing much of anything, right? Really, they aren't. And so I want to feature and let those guys who – Randy's doing some great stuff this weekend. And Randy, I'll try to get to it tomorrow and let you talk a little bit about that, the whole idea of staking. Man, if we ever got in our hearts the idea that there's a victory to be won right now, it would radically transform the church. In fact, if we could go into history, if we could go into 20 years in the future and see what the lack of the church getting involved, the price that was paid because of that, we would sell everything we had to get engaged for the sake of our children and grandchildren. That's where my heart lies. That's where it lies. My kids are going to, they're going to live in a world. All right, here you go. Are you ready to get in? Hey, anybody got anything for the good of the group here? Any important message? Cause this is going to be edgy and this is going to be good and it's going to make some of you mad, but it's okay. And I just want anybody need anything real quick. I hope not. Cause I'm ready to roll here. Okay. So, somebody said that, how do we know our history is true? How do we know it's true? Certainly, for the most part, the Anglo-Saxon Protestants, we've been the victors, and so we've rewritten a lot of the history. But is the history that they're giving us true? Were there really giants that roamed the earth? Huh? So I'm pulling up number one, because I saw this meme yesterday on Facebook, and it really got me going. Really got me going. I don't know if you can make this bigger or not. Old world and hidden truth. Is there a picture at the top of that, Spence? I think there is at the top. See if you can scroll up. Yeah. Look at these huge. What are those things? Are they coffins? What are in those huge things that they've discovered in the hills? These old. Yeah, maybe it's from a movie. I don't know. But I'm going to show you some stuff that isn't from a movie. Now, look, trust but verify, right? Trust but verify. Now, I'm going to ask you this. How much of American history have you verified or do you distrust? How much? Victors write the book. So hit this lost history. Here's some questions to ponder. And this is really what got me going yesterday. What is an Egyptian pyramid doing on a U.S. dollar bill? Two, why did 56 countries sign a treaty not to venture into Antarctica? Why is Antarctica off limits? Why did planes never fly over Antarctica? How did NASA lose the footage of the moon? Probably one of the most important moments for all of humanity. You guys do know that, right? They have no video information left at all on the moon land. None. How would that happen? Number five, if Neil Armstrong was the first guy to set foot on the moon, who's holding the camera? That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. Remember that? Who took that picture? Why have we never gone back to the moon? If monkeys evolved into people, why are monkeys still monkeys? How does 95% of garbage DNA exist? Who decided that this DNA was actually garbage? How were giant, symmetrical, detailed, sacred, and geometrically solid structures such as cathedrals and parliament buildings created by people who lived in modern and wooden huts, rode horse-drawn carriages, and had no machines or lasers? How did they build those? We'll get to that in a second. How were giants cement? Oh, I just said, I'm sorry. Number 10, how is the same Pre-Luvian architecture found all over the world? We'll get it. This isn't going to be a real spiritual show. Why are there images in ancient Egypt art that appear to depict spaceships? 12. Why are remains and images of giant human beings found? And why are giants mentioned in several ancient writings of cultures distant from each other, including the Bible? Why are there images of mushrooms in all ancient Chinese art? And why is Daddy dressing like giant mushrooms, Amita Muscaria? Why do ancient Egyptian artwork represent pine trees? And is it a coincidence that even the pineal gland looks like a pine? Why are there depictions of dragons all over the world and in different cultures thousands of years apart and is also mentioned in the Bible? Were there really dragons? Wow. Why is there so much blatant demonic symbolism in the music and entertainment industry? And 18, why are most video games revolving around killing? Any head scratchers there for you? So I'm going to bring something to you here today that maybe you guys never have ever thought about. Have you ever heard of Tartarian? I'm kind of walking on a little bit of thin ice here today because I've been doing a little bit of research over the last, I don't know, couple months on prehistoric history, stuff that we really, really don't know about. And I want to start here. Pull up number 8 for me, if you could, Spence. I want to ask yourself something about this. Stay right there a minute. Need a historian out there. Daniel Boone, Davy Crockett, Wild Bill Hickok, huh? That was all called the Western Expansion, was it not? Look, and I'm talking Melungeons now. Melungeons and the Western Expansion. How did they do Western Expansion? On horseback, I think. Wagon trains, I think they did. Right? I think they did. They had no engines. They had no motors. They had no gasoline. They had no refrigerators. They didn't have any of that stuff. Yet we're supposed to believe that somebody who landed on Plymouth Rock, by the way, they landed on Plymouth Rock, and it didn't take them very long, not a couple, 300 years, till they were all the way out to California, riding in horse and buggies, covered wagons, right? But that's what they told us. That's what they told us. That's how it happened. Yet all the way out there, the white men were fighting Indians. Where did the Indians come from? Where did they come from? Are they telling us the truth? So I pulled up for me. I said, modern architecture. We would laugh today if we had to live in any of these buildings. Spencer, can you make them bigger? These were frontier homes. In fact, I was just down there with OJ and the crew, and we went and looked at some of these old. These are the homes that look at that, 1901. People were living in these kind of shacks out in the wilderness. When they came, they made themselves a log cabin out of logs and mud, and that's where they lived. And some of those old cabins are still around, right? Amazing. What year would this have been? Late 1800s, maybe? Look at these old buildings. Wow, there's a mansion. Look at those mansions. Yeah. But let me ask you something. How in the heck, did pull up number 2. How in the heck, folks, and when were these structures built? The guys who only could cut down trees and mud and make mud huts, yet this kind of architecture was around? Where did they learn to do this? Where did these guys learn to build these magnificent architecture all across the world? Well, here in America, they were building wooden huts. Ever ask yourself that? And by the way, some of this architecture still remains today. They're still standing. I don't know if you can do this real quick, Spencer. This is kind of off. Okay. Just kind of a quick question. Pull up buildings in Washington. Pull up the U.S. Capitol. When was the U.S. Capitol built? Does anybody know when the U.S. Capitol was built? Somebody do real quick research here. Come on. When was the U.S. Capitol built? I told you this wasn't going to be a religious show today. When was the U.S. Capitol built? Somebody find it. When was the U.S. Capitol built? United States Capitol, often called the Capitol, the Capitol building, was 1793. Now, somebody explain to me how this kind of architecture is being built in 1793, and Daniel Boone and the boys can only do mud huts. How did this kind of architecture get built? Come on now. And can I tell you this? This kind of architecture can be found in most modern American cities. What the heck is going on with our history? Okay. So I want to bring up to you something that you maybe have never heard before. And I'm still in the process of trying to figure the whole thing out. Pull up for me. Oh, I got so much stuff. Pull up number six. Remember, victors write the history. What's the lost empire of Tartaria? Have you guys ever heard of Tartaria? Anybody out there ever heard of Tartaria? We don't hear much about it. What was Tartaria? Well, in 2019, many people watched in horror as black smoke poured out of the Notre Dame de Paris in the 12th century. 12th century Roman Catholic. By 12th century, what would that be? 1300s. In 1300, they're building these unbelievably beautiful stone rock edifices and log cabins in America. Log cabins. Are you kidding me? It was just another example of Tartarian architecture being demolished. Scroll on down. I got a lot of stuff I can throw at you. What was the Tartarian Empire? What was it? Well, by the way, I'm going to open it up because I want to hear from you guys what you think happened here. The Tartarian Empire, scroll down through there a little bit lower, Spencer. Western Europeans and Russians used to refer to the region of Asia as Tartaria. This area included Siberia and parts of Central Asia, including Mongolia, and stretching as far south as Afghanistan. By the 1800s, some Russians saw their country as the world power in the East and entitled to the land and its resources. So what was a Tartar? The word Tartar meant barbarian. In the mid-1600s, folks, in the 1600s, they're building this architecture. Italian writer Mario wrote De Belletto Tarica about his travels in China. His work was translated into other languages and helped vaguely apply the term to a wide region of. Are you guys tracking with me what I'm trying to say? What happened to Tartaria? What is the Tartarian Empire mud flood conspiracy? Of course it would be a conspiracy. Of course it would be, right? Because if it doesn't line up with history, established history, then it's a conspiracy. Look what's happening right in front of us now in regards to January 6th. There's the story they tell us, and then there's the real story. You with me? And folks, this is just 3 years, 4 years. In 4 years, they have totally changed the history of J6. What would it be like to do it over thousands of years? People who believe in the Tartarian Empire contend that it was once a sophisticated worldwide civilization with impressive architecture, because such an empire is not mentioned in history books. Conspiracy theorists claim it was never been intentionally erased. What is a Tartarian mud and flood conspiracy? Most of the empire was supposedly lost in a series of mudslides, typically referred to as mud floods. Some buildings remain and still stand today. Famous landmarks such as the U.S. Capitol building, built in the 1800s, we just saw that, are claimed actually to be from the Tartarian Empire and to be thousands of years old. The conspiracy is that empire was intentionally erased and history was rewritten to make buildings seem younger and more Martin. So I'm not going to read all this stuff to you. How do we know? Just a simple question. Who told you that the Capitol building was built in 1800s? Who told you that? Well, somebody did. Somebody told you that. Does that mean it's true? Conspiracy theorists also claim more ornate buildings as Tartaria, and this ranges from World Heritage sites like the Taj Mahal to. Okay, so hang on. Let go back here real quick. I'm going to open it up. I want to hear what you guys think. Have you ever heard of the Tartarians? Have you ever, folks, heard of it? The Tartarians. What's really going on at the South Pole? Why are planes not able to fly over the South Pole? What's really happening down there? Is there an ice wall down there? Are the scientists telling us? Folks, the scientists aren't even telling us the truth about COVID. We have the most modern equipment and research techniques available, and they're still not telling us the truth about COVID. Why? Because they have an agenda.
Amen.
They have an agenda. Was there an agenda back 300 years ago and 400 years ago? Did somebody decide that they were going to change history, rewrite history? The people, because again, as I said, there wasn't the internet, there weren't typewriters, there weren't communication. So it was passed down from person to person to person, written on little whatever. Our history. Were there giants? Do you know that if you study Tartarian Empire, you're going to find out that they believed in giants? And Tartaria was mainly in the region of China. Yada, yada. Am I making some of you upset? Who? Go to number four. Who were the Tartarians? Who were they? Is that number four up there already? I don't think it is. Who were they? Mysteries of Tartaria, journey through facts, speculation, and meaning. Just scroll down through this, folks. Have you ever heard of this history at all? Ever heard of it anyway? Okay, the key takeaways, the concept of a lost civilization called Tartaria emerged from obscure 18th. They found some 18th century texts, but gained popularity recently among online alternative history communities. What would alternative history communities be? Well, that would be those people who said, I don't think we went to the moon. Huh? That would be alternative history, wouldn't it? Advocates point to the architectural anomalies, buried buildings, artifacts as evidence of technology and culturally advanced society predating our recorded history. They want us to believe that the mounds here in Newark, Ohio, were built by Indians. They didn't have modern shovels. They didn't have front end loaders. We're supposed to believe they went around and did all that with what? With knives and shells? They built all that, right? Mainstream scholars consider Tartaria pseudo-history, but some recognize gaps in conventional timelines that allow for speculative interpretation. The Tartaria theory parallels Russian mathematician Anatoly Fomenko's new chronologically framework, challenging the accepted historical timeline on statistical and astronomical grounds. He says the facts don't add up to the story. The Tartaria theory parallels Russia. Oh, I'm sorry. Like Fomenko, Tartaria reassigns cultural and technological achievements from documented periods to a hypothetical precursor civilization aligned with national sympathies. Okay, hang on. I'll get off of it. Go to those pictures again. Go to images. Number two, go to images. And someone explained to me, hey, this is Conspiracy Central today, okay? This is what we are today. Who built these things? Who built these buildings and when? When? They're still standing all across America. Who built these buildings when Western expansion was there? Come on, tell me you're tracking with me here, right? Who was there to do this? So I load up a wagon train and we travel clear out to Montana, Betty, someplace out North Dakota or South Dakota. We go out there and these great big buildings are there. Where did that technology come from? Come on in, Gino.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that. I was going across some videos about a month ago, and these buildings were built with huge doors. when you enter into them. You can't even reach the doorknob. Somebody else built them.
Spencer, Google if you can pictures of huge doors. Gino, great catch. Because when they built these things, look at the size of the doors that they built, folks. What the heck? Click on some of those, Spencer. Click on the one, the third one over there, with a man standing in front of the door. What the heck is that all about, folks? Why would they have such huge doors? Good catch, Gino. Keith. Lost you, Keith. Betty.
Yeah, I was watching this little reel on 1958 Encyclopedia where they were talking about Antarctica. So he looks it up. The copyright is 1958. After that, it was taken out about Antarctica, about the firmament. And it was only 30,000 feet from the land to the firmament at the Antarctica. And it was like 330,000 feet in the middle. So that is... makes you wonder about the flat Earth and round Earth. It just makes you wonder.
Betty, makes you ask this question. How come nobody's allowed to go to Antarctica? How come we're not allowed to go there? How come we're not allowed to fly over there? What is going on? And what's going on down there, folks?
And and with the pyramids, I always often wondered, how did these people, 20, 30 people, pick up this big boulder, this perfectly cut concrete block, and stack it on top there? And it's perfectly aligned in everything.
So what we know is, Betty, and I'll never forget, L.A. Marzulli and I went to the Circle Mounds here in Newark. And, of course, L.A. is kind of an expert on the mounds. And he took me out there, and we stood in the center of that thing. And it's perfectly aligned with where the sun comes up from the east. When the sun comes up in the east, it hits the heart of the Circle Mound. And L.A. and I are standing there, and see this, how big this, see if you can pull that up real quick, Spencer. Circle Mound, Newark, Ohio. Circle Mound, Newark, Ohio. And LA looked at me and said, Coach Dave, you want to tell me Indians did this? You want to tell me that? Go to the first one, Spencer. Go to that one. That's the sun coming up. That's the Circle Mound. That's the sun coming up right in the middle of the Circle Mound. All right, right over here, World Heritage Site right now. There it is. That's the Circle Mound and the Octagon Mound. That's where the golf course is. And that's a whole other story. But see, they want to tell us that the Hopewell Indians built this, right? Okay, go back to another picture. Folks, I'm just asking a question. What the hell's going on? Pardon my French, right? So there, do the one right. Yeah, that one, Spencer. So there's the Circle Mound from up above it. Perfect circle. And if you see there at about the 1 o'clock mark, see that opening? That's the opening where the sun, when it comes up on the spring equinox, it comes up right in that gap. And of course, the Hopewell Indians did that, right? Hey, Spencer, come down to one to the bottom right. It says Hopewell Ceremonial Earthworks. And see, they've lied to us and told us what these things are. What the heck is going on, friends? Oh, my goodness. Hey, I told you this wasn't going to be very spiritual this morning. But these are the kind of questions that we need to begin to ask ourselves. If these buildings were out there, why the heck was Daniel Boone riding a horse? Go ahead, Keith.
8 foot, 9 foot handles for those at 35 pound axe heads that they have. I think it's in Europe or something like that.
That's right.
Big long lances.
It's everywhere we see. This evidence is everywhere that we see. Amen. Mary Beth, come on in.
I have to. You did a lot of research, Coach. Wow. Anyway, I think that God made big trees for big people. You know, like those trees in California. Just good, interesting today. Very, very interesting.
So listen, folks, this is really critical that you understand this. Okay. Are you looking at me? I know Gene is. I know Betty is. Folks, if they told us the truth about our history, giants, let's say, whatever, Do you understand what that does to the theory of evolution?
Amen.
You understand? And so those who hate Christ cannot allow this history to be uncovered, because it destroys the theory of evolution. If there were actually giants walking the earth, so what, they evolved into midgets? Is that what we're supposed to believe? Right?
Whoops. Sorry.
So the history is there before us, but it's buried, friends. It's buried. Come on in, Dale.
Yeah, just a couple things. First, Coach, no doubt the Nephilim's bones don't lie. All right, let's just put that out there. The bones don't lie. But, you know, they didn't have cell phones, YouTube, and gaming cubes and all that other stuff back then. You know, when I've gone down and worked on houses on St. Charles Avenue that were built in the 1800s, the master craftsmanship, Coach, it is incredible what these men would do. And one of the, you know, Jay from my church, whose daddy owned a hardware store, he told me, he said, you could tell, was he a master craftsman? And you can tell if he was right-handed or left-handed when he came in the store, because they had Popeye forearms. So there's some of the stuff, the ingenuity, the thinking capabilities, we don't have that no more, Coach. These people are gamers and YouTubers. They don't get outside. I mean, this is what these people did. Hey, Dale, they were tradesmen.
How about this, folks? How about this? No erosion on these mounds. Are you kidding me? What? Spencer, on that picture that's up there right now, click on the other one, far to the right, Newark Earthworks Octagon. Next one, brother. Keep going. The brown one, there. Folks, I don't know if you know this, looking at this. You see the circle mound, all right, and then the opening, and then you see the octagon mound, which is what they call the Mound Builders Golf Course, which the national, worldwide, something just came in and seized control of that. Those things were connected. How many years ago are we to believe that these mounds were formed and they're still there today? Perfectly aligned. And why don't they want us to know that this was built by, as L.A. Marzulli would say, by fallen angels in an instant supernatural formation? See, some of you guys think that's crazy to even think about that, right? Because we no longer believe in the supernatural. They used to believe in the supernatural, and they want us to believe that the Indians built this? The Indians? What? How would they do it? Johnny.
Yeah, all I can think of is the Bible right now, where it says, you shall know the truth and the truth will set you free. Is there any correlation?
Brother, is there any correlation? Huh? What if fallen angels did this? What's that do to evolution? Huh? The end. How long? Look, I've been in Licking County almost my whole life. The mounds are always here. They're everywhere throughout. They call this the land of legend. They call Newark, Ohio, Mound City. Why? Because they're everywhere. And we're to believe what? The Indians did it? The Indians did that? What? Well, if the Indians did it here, why didn't they do it over in Illinois? Why didn't they do it down in Florida? That'd have been a good place. Why is it here? I don't have an answer for you. But I'm going to tell you something. Well, no Indian did that. If you were to ever go there and walk, you would understand there's no way this could have ever happened. No way. Go back to that picture again. I want everybody to understand this. That is the Newark Earthworks. That's the sun coming up in the morning, perfectly aligning. By the way, Spencer, if you could put your marker right in the middle of that. Yeah, right there in the middle. Put it in there, Spence. Right there is a little mound. No, come back towards me. Right there. Come right, right in the middle there, bud. No, come towards me. A little more. Right there is an elevated area where they did sacrifices as the sun came up, sacrificing to the sun god. It is there to this day. They don't want us to know this. Why don't they want us to know this? Mary Beth, come on in. Your hand's still up. Maybe you just didn't take it down. That's okay. That's okay. Pull up.
Yep, just a good show. Yep.
This ain't real spiritual, okay? But I can tell you this. What they've told you is a bunch of lies. Bunch of lies, folks. Pull up for me number 7 YouTube channel. Put this in the chat. So I want all of you, just go do your own research. The Tartarian Meltdown. An entire YouTube channel dedicated to explaining what Tartaria was, what really happened, all these melted, the pyramids, where they came from, what happened to them, why do we have these huge, huge edifices, the mud flood. Folks, this is unbelievably fascinating stuff. Because we have to realize that the history they're teaching us has to deny Christ. It has to promote evolution. Or the Bible's true. My. Somebody come in. Come on. What's that? I said that. I did that. Come on in there, Judah.
Coach.
This stuff is so awesome.
And what's so great about it is that most people won't even go here. But I have a friend of mine.
They call us conspiracy theorists. They make fun of us, right? And history's right in front of us, Dad.
Her name's Miriam. And she guided me into a book one day. And it's a book written about Tartaria. And this book is out of print. And nobody will reprint it. But you can't even find a copy. You can't even find a copy for less than $4,000 per copy.
Is that something?
She's got it posted on her website for a reason.
They can't let that truth out of there, can they? They can't let that truth out of there.
She's got it posted on her website for free. And there's nothing they can do about it because, again, it's out of print. It's out of copyright. It's out of everything else. It's just absolutely hilarious. But
my goodness. Hey, listen to this. How about this one? Reggie said, good one, Reggie. Ask yourself this, Reggie says. Hang on, man. Let me pop it up here. Where is it? Reggie says, ask yourself this. Why did Paris, San Francisco, and Chicago all burn to the ground? Huh?
Hello.
They're wiping out history, folks. Wiping out history. World fairs. You're right, Liberty Mel. World fairs. Folks, I'm telling you, so much of what they've told us is not the truth. Bobby Lee, come on in, Bobby.
Yes, thank you. I'm looking at this blue firmament right now, which, you know, that's ignored in the Bible. That's just an inconvenient word in the Bible that we don't want to act like is there. I got 1,000 questions that I could write down on a piece of paper, and they're all important, valid questions. And the response I get from anybody, everybody, is either shut up or you're wrong. That's all I get for any question. And if you can answer any one question, I'll shut up about all of it.
So Bobby, this weekend we were down in Kentucky and you took me out. I went out to this, OJ took me out to this old, old church, one of the first churches out there in Kentucky. And the church is there, but they've built a building over the top of the church to preserve it. And we went in there and you ought to see the wooden floors and the walls and the mud pack and how, what's the word I'm looking for? How elementary the building of that thing was. And then we look at the Chicago and they got these massive, what the heck's going on, friends? What's going on? Hi, Brett, come in.
Hey, Coach, what a great locker room again today. And I just want to encourage everybody, if you're watching this right now, you got to share Coach Dave with other people. Invite him to watch. And all the PPN family watching, join us at the annual huddle. I got to go out and register today. I want to encourage everybody to go register because I want to have a little small breakout session since I'm going to all 50 states. Why don't we have a pass the salt, baby? Road trip alert. Let's go to Antarctica. We'll have a delegation of all 50 states, and we can invite people from all over this earth. All countries invited. Coach Dave will be on the boat. We'll have to go. It'll be great.
So, folks, just ask yourself this. Just in 3 years, 4 years, if you want to, look at the story they've given us about COVID. Just in 4 years, how that real history has been hidden. Why? Because those in power write the history. Don't you understand? And that we're historians. I remember 4 years ago. I remember when my wife walked in and said, honey, they're going to lock us down. I said, what? Oh, yeah, they're going to close us down for 3 or 4 days because this virus. Ah, they'll never do that. They'll never do that. And 3 days later, everybody's wearing masks. We forget all that, don't we? We forget all of it. They don't even talk about it anymore. They've moved on. Because why? Those in power write history. I'm going to shock you. Neil Armstrong did not step on the moon, friends. Sorry. In no way. We would have gone back. We would have had, what do they call him? Colonies there by now. We'd be going, what? We didn't go to the moon. That's me saying it. See, but you know what happens? Some of y'all out there watching, you're so damn programmed. Now you tell your friends, oh, that coach is crazy. That coach is crazy. Am I crazy? Really? How come we haven't gone back there? What about the Van Allen belt? What? Oh, you say, Coach, what belt? Pull it up there, Spencer. Van Allen belt. Van Allen belt. Van Allen belt. What's the Van Allen belt? Why, it is the circle of gravity that is impenetrable. In other words, you cannot get through the Van Allen radiation belt. It's a zone of energetic charged particles, most of which originate from a solar wind that are captured by and held around the planet by the planet's magnetosphere. Earth has two such belts, and sometimes others may be temporarily created. These belts are named after James Van Allen, who's often credited with the discovery. Earth has two of them, and you can't get through them. That's why we haven't gone back to the moon, because we didn't go there the first time.
Bam.
Come on, friends. The whole moon thing was about the war against Russia. We wanted to beat the Russians in outer space. America's great. And so they rigged it. Put in the chat, for those of you who still don't believe me. We can't go to the moon. We can't get through the Van Allen belt. Come on in, Wes.
Morning, Coach. You're not crazy. You're thinking logically and rationally.
That's right.
What I want to say is, with all the wars and rumors of wars in this world, how is it that most of the countries of this world all have a treaty when it concerns Antarctica?
That's right. Nobody, 50 some of what I had that somewhere. How many countries, great catch, Wes. I thought I had that someplace. Why have they signed a treaty? No one goes to Antarctica. Anybody know why that would be? That'd be kind of interesting to be the first ones down there, right? Now, we know that General Byrd, General Byrd? But he went there, supposedly, right? And then, they covered that all up because there's something, Admiral Byrd, thank you. There was something Admiral Byrd found at Antarctica that they don't want you and me to know. Kevin Van Story.
After surviving an F5 tornado in May of 1970, I became very interested in meteorology and everything science. And very quickly, by the time I think I was in third grade, I found out about the Van Allen radiation belt. I watched along with all of you, us going to the moon. And then I got to go to Houston. I got to go to Houston and got to see the capsule that we supposedly went to the moon in. I think I could have made that in my backyard at that same time with aluminum foil.
That's right. You can go to Wright-Patterson Air Force Base here. You go to Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in Dayton. You see all this stuff. And you just laugh. First of all, Kevin, no human being would have ever got into that thing and gone to the moon.
No. And the Van Allen radiation belts, if you look at your microwave and see what your microwave does on your counter, that Van Allen radiation belt is 100 to 1,000 times stronger than what your microwave is. So we are just now developing enough technology to possibly be able to penetrate the Van Allen radiation belts. So,
amen. This is crazy, isn't it? This is fun. I think it's fun. Come on in, Mary
Ellen. Also, one other thing I was going to say is there was a guy by the name of Stanley Kubrick that had made a movie called 2001 Space Odyssey in 1968.
Yeah.
And I would not be afraid to bet a $100 bill that those same sets were used in production of the videos that we saw. So,
look, folks, if you do any research at all on fake moon landing, you'll find more evidence, more pictures than you can ever imagine of the fact that there's no way that that happened. No way that that happened. Mary Beth, go ahead.
So I have four things. That I saw something about that Chrissy McAuliffe, where she's still here. She didn't really die.
Supposedly all those people, nobody was on the Challenger. I mean, we got to be careful because we'll find a conspiracy theory behind everything. But there are those who are saying that whole thing was staged. Those people didn't die.
And then you know, they're just paid liars, most of these people, like the guy that walked on the moon. But I got to say, this is probably the best show I've seen yet. I don't know. I vote this the best show, the best Coach Dave show.
Thanks, man. I appreciate
it. And one more thing, though. Satan is the father of lies. So in him, there is no truth. And so his followers and people that are not of God are obviously all liars. I mean, every bit of them. I mean, their whole being is just a lie.
Amen. Amen. Hey, Spencer, real quickly. Come on, man. See how good you are. Pull up pictures of the moon. What do they call it? Dune buggy. See if you can find some pictures of the moon dune buggy. I'm sure you can. And then ask yourself this. Folks, where did they put that in the capsule? Where was that thing in the capsule?
Just add water.
Except there isn't any water, right? And folks, they want us to believe this, right? Go down to a second row, second picture across where the American flag is. Come on, folks. Come on. Now, look, if they landed, how long would it have taken them to assemble this? Do we have any video of them assembling that that dune buggy? Any video of it at all? No, I don't think so, do we? I don't think I do. Well, I could show you a lot of anomalies right there in that picture. Huh? Great. Thanks, Amanda. Great show. Folks, I'm just teaching us to ask questions. Just ask some questions here, right? Huh? Just ask some questions. Dale and Keith.
Well, I'm so glad you went with the dune buggy theory, because I've had this debate back and forth, and, you know, they said it was folded up and blah, 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 blah. We weren't there, but we are here now, right? And we have some incredible telescopes. You do realize you can only see one side of the moon, right?
Right.
When you look at the moon, it's always the same side. There is no two sides. Coach, they left all them dune buggies and flags up there. How come we can't see them? I mean, seriously, I'm talking about today. You could say, it was folded up equipment, yada, yada. I said, yeah, but then they left it, right? My question is, how come when I look through a telescope today, I can't see any of that stuff on the moon?
I have an answer for you. There's no gravity there. So all those things have floated off into space, including Neil Armstrong standing there without any gravity. Right, folks? Huh? Come on. Oh, this is fun. Keith.
Yeah, sure. I guess the Russians have got mushrooms growing up there at Chernobyl. Maybe they might be able to coat the ship next time I go up.
I tell you, man. Look, they told us that we'd never just on and on and on and on and on everywhere you look. And why is it, folks? Because the kings of this earth have set themselves, and the rulers are taking counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. That's Psalm 2. Right out of the gate, that's what they're trying to do. Everything that NASA is doing is being done to disprove the Bible. Do you understand that? And until you understand what the agenda is, you're not going to get what's going on. Billions of light years and all that stuff, and going to the moon, and going to Mars, and come on, man, wake up, Judah.
Coach, this is the number one, the number one organization of disinformation is the NASA. And what people don't understand, within NASA, the Masonic orders and structures of the secret societies all flow through NASA. And so when people start to understand the whole disinformation campaign and what they've been doing, you will now understand the whole Luciferian agenda, because these guys literally killed themselves and are raised up as their own god. And when people understand that they're their own gods, they're man-made, earthly, imprisoned gods, they can have all of it if they want. The illusion is absolutely hysterical once someone understands it.
But just a lot of things. Would somebody look how pure that picture is there? How you can see the pink. Why would they make the wheel hubs pink? They're pink, right? Come on, man. Come on. As my buddy Dr. Frank would say, that ain't natural, baby. That ain't natural, right? The position, just all up over and over and over. So look. You got to be careful, because people are so programmed. You can't show this show just to anybody. You can't, because they're so brain dead in what they believe. And I bet if we got some experts in here and we just took this picture and we decided to find anomalies, we would find, I can't even tell you. What is that? Is that a mountain? Is that a big hill behind the lunar module? That big hill there, and then darkness. Where are the stars? Aren't there any stars? Huh? What's going on, folks? This is the battle that we're in. We're fighting this thing right now, truth over truth. It's always been about that. Johnny, come on in. Johnny Copps.
I was going to talk about, I was in fourth grade, and our teacher was talking about how there's a lot of explosions in space. And they even talk about it today, how they send nuclear missiles to the moon and test. You've heard of that, right? Where they Well, I asked my teacher in fourth grade, I said, if that's true, then if men wear spacesuits, they wear spacesuits because there's no oxygen, right?
Right.
So isn't that a key element for an explosion?
That's pretty important, I'd say. Yeah. Gravity's pretty important, too. How's gravity doing right there on the moon? Is there gravity on the moon? I thought those guys bounced around because there wasn't any gravity. I thought they sat inside the lunar module and they showed us weightlessness. Remember that? You guys remember all
if
that?
If there's no oxygen, there can't be an explosion. How does that work, right? Or I no mean, I'm oxygen. Not a scientist, but
yes, you are. You're better than some of these guys are. That's for sure, right? And so then you run into people who are educated, and they're all part of this indoctrination system that's come down from who? From the father of lies, friends. And it all centers on the fact that there is no God. The creation story is a myth. Jesus Christ didn't die on a cross. I'm okay. You're okay. Live for today. No heaven, no hell. Imagine there's no country. Wonder if you can, right? All of it, the same lie playing out in front of us. Quickly, Keith.
Yes, sir. Common sense, okay, you want to feather your nest with insults, go on Facebook, tell them that common sense overrides science, and you'll get the insults all over the place. Keith,
they can't even make the connection between the shots and people dying. They can't even make that connection.
You got that right.
Right? I mean, they know people who died. They know people. They're still telling us 3 years later that people are dying from COVID. They're still telling us that, folks.
Coach, they can, but they won't. They won't. They won't believe it. They won't. It's not that they can't. They won't.
They refuse to believe it. Hey, Spencer, real quickly. Throw up those pictures again. Throw up the number two. Throw up number two. Images. It says images. Folks, who built these things? Who built these things, folks? Davy Crockett and Daniel Boone? Adam and Eve? Noah? Huh? Who built these structures that are still standing today? I know this. The Bible tells us this. You shall know the truth, and the truth, if you know it, will make you free.
Amen.
And we're not free because Luciferians, power mongers, have rewritten history to shape their worldview. Huh? Man, what a time to be alive. See you tomorrow.